Roymans Product Management Podcast. OKRs, Objectives and Key Results, are a popular goal-setting technique, but can and should you use OKRs on your product roadmap? What benefits does this approach offer, and are there any drawbacks? These are the questions I'll answer in this podcast episode. Now, as mentioned, OKRs are a method for setting and also tracking goals. The objective is the goal that describes what you want to achieve, and the key results state the specific criteria that have to be fulfilled to meet the objective. Now, let's make this more concrete and look at an example. The objective might be grow the product management team, and there might be three key results. The first one is three product managers are hired. The second one is the onboarding system is improved and time to proficiency is reduced by 25%. And the third one is the product management processes are adapted to preserve the productivity level of the team. As this example shows, OKRs are often written so that the objective is qualitative and the key results are quantitative. Additionally, a small number of key results is usually employed. Now, I'd like to point out that I don't claim to be an OKR expert. However, I did experience OKRs firsthand at Intel, where they were originally invented when I worked for the company in the late 1990s. What makes working with outcome-based goals like OKRs powerful and for some organizations challenging is that they state what needs to be achieved, but not how. Rather than handing a list of tasks to people, objectives are agreed. The individuals then determine how they can be met. This helps empower teams and prevent micromanagement. Now, we've had a brief look at what OKRs are, so let's do the same thing for product roadmaps. A product roadmap is an actionable plan that describes how a product is likely to evolve. Traditionally, it is a list of features that has been mapped onto a timeline. Fortunately, in the last 10 years, outcome-based, goal-oriented roadmaps have become more popular. An example of such a roadmap is my Go product roadmap. In this specific roadmap, contains five elements. The first one and most important one is the goal, which describes the reason for progressing your product, the specific benefit, the specific outcome you want to achieve. The next element is a date or time frame element, which allows you to describe when the goal should be met, for instance, in the third quarter of 2024. And then you have a name element, which is useful when meeting the goal results in a new major release or product version. Think of iOS 17.4 or Android 14.0. Then you have another element that's called features, and these are the outputs that are required to meet the goal. And finally, you have a metrics element that allows you to determine if a goal has been met. You can learn more about the Go product roadmap by watching the video that's linked in the show notes. There's also a link that allows you to download the template for free from my website. Now, can you combine OKRs and product roadmaps? OKRs and outcome-based roadmaps both assume that setting specific goals helps people do a great job. This similarity allows you to combine the two approaches. And to do so, you have two choices. You can either work with an outcome-based roadmap, like the one I just described, and view the goals as the objective and the other roadmap elements as the key results. Alternatively, you can create an OKR-based roadmap. Now let's take a look what such a plan might look like. So you might state the objective as the first element on the first row of your product roadmap, and then underneath it, you might want to list the key results. So for instance, if I wanted to develop a healthy eating product, and that was a brand new product, then I might state a goal for the MVP, the minimum viable product, the first public release, that says help users understand their eating habits and acquire an initial user base. And that would be the objective. And then underneath it, I'd place three key results. The first one would be the time frame, in this case, Q3 2024. The second one would be two key features, and that would be healthy eating dashboards and integration with smartwatches and fitness devices. And the third one would be the metrics, be in the top 15 diabetes apps 6 weeks after the launch. As this example illustrates, you can happily combine OKRs and outcome-based product roadmaps as long as the roadmap goals are SMART, that is, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Now, I know that in product management, there's been a debate about dates on product roadmaps, and some people passionately argue that you should not put any dates on your roadmap. Now, I think that's true when your product roadmap is a public plan, when it's externally available, when you communicate it to customers, maybe to instill some confidence that you're committed to the product and you've got some great ideas in the pipeline. However, if your product roadmap is an internal plan that aligns the work of the stakeholders and development teams, then I do think that it is useful to work with specific timeframes or dates. So, what can we take away from the discussion we've had so far? Well, first, understanding the connection between OKRs and product roadmaps can help you move away from feature-based plans towards outcome-oriented ones, and that's something I highly recommend. If your company uses OKRs, you can argue that an outcome-based roadmap brings you in line with the goal-directed planning approach that's used throughout the rest of the business. You may even consider using an OKR-based roadmap like the one I briefly described. Be aware, though, that this might mean that you'll have to work with quarterly product roadmap goals. Now, that's not necessarily an issue, as I find that quarterly goals often work well on product roadmaps, but there are circumstances when you'd like to choose a shorter time frame, like 6 weeks or 2 months, as well as a longer one, for example, 4 months. The former tends to be the case when your product is young or experiences a lot of uncertainty and change. The latter applies when your product is in a steady state and benefits from incremental enhancements rather than bigger changes. Second, exploring the relationship between OKRs and product roadmaps directs your attention to the question of where the outcomes or objectives should come from. It's not uncommon in my experience that stakeholders and senior managers determine the roadmap contents. The individuals essentially tell the person in charge of the product what to put on their roadmap. This approach, however, is problematic. Not only does it disempower product people and product teams, it can also create a Frankenstein product, an offering that is a collection of unrelated features, offers a terrible value proposition, and gives rise to a horrible user experience. A better way to determine the right roadmap goals is using an overarching product strategy. And such a strategy should describe the approach that you've chosen to achieving product success. And it should capture the key decisions, including the needs the product should address, the users and customers who should benefit from it, the business benefits it should generate, and the standout features that are required to set itself apart from competing offerings. And with such a product strategy in place, the product roadmap can take this strategy as an input and state how it will be implemented in the next, say, 12 months. Its goals and objectives consequently have to be aligned with the strategy. And to achieve this, you have two options, and I discuss these options in more detail in my book, Strategize. First, you can derive the roadmap goals directly from the needs and business goals by breaking them into sub-goals. Second, you can use your KPIs to discover roadmap goals such as improving engagement and removing technical debt. And in this case, make sure that the goals help you indeed make progress towards the overarching strategic goals that are stated, well, in the product strategy. So using a longer-term strategy and deriving specific intermediate goals from it is not too dissimilar to how OKRs are used to set organizational goals. The top-level OKRs are usually derived from the business strategy, or mission as it was referred to when I worked at Intel. If you apply a similar approach at your company, then this should help you mirror the organizational planning approach for your product and build a product roadmap that is based on the product strategy rather than individual stakeholder requests. So, to sum up, can you use OKRs on a product roadmap? Yes, most certainly. Should you use them in your plan? Well, it depends. If it helps you move from feature-based to outcome-based roadmaps and embrace a goal-oriented product planning approach, then the answer is yes. Employing an OKR-based roadmap might be beneficial for you in this case. Otherwise, I'd say don't worry. You can simply regard the outcome on the product roadmap as the objective and the other elements as the key results, if OKRs matter to you and your organization. I hope you found my advice helpful. To learn more about building effective outcome-based product roadmaps, attend my product strategy and roadmap training course, and read or listen to my book, Strategize. Thank you for listening.